as punishment, Zeus turned Lycan and his son into wolves.
Okay.
Oh, so he was a dude when he did that to him? That's funny. I thought here a wolf just brought a dude like some dead people, but
yeah,
no.
Right.
He was a person serving him. That's
all right.
Way to go.
Wait, but so how is that a werewolf? That's not a first werewolf. That's just the first person turned into a wolf. Way to go, yeah. Greeks. That's not a werewolf.
Well, I mean, the myth's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and what if he bit you after that? You turned into one.
But then what happens to the... How's the full moon turn into it? How does that get involved?
Yeah.
There's too many questions. That's what I'm saying.
Stories change. Stories evolve.
That is true. That is true.
So, but even then, though, what would the moon have to do with it? Because Zeus is dealing... There's this part of the story where he's talking about...
Zeus has nothing to do with the moon.
Well, yeah, because he blessed them with thunderbolts in another version. So it's... Who's in charge of...
Apollo? Was he in charge
No,
of
Apollo's
the
sun.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I can't think of what the moon is.
Yeah. I've got... Who is the first werewolf in the Bible is a question on the internet.
Oh,
who
the internet.
Asks these?
These are the best questions.
Oh, man. I actually want to see who the first werewolf in the Bible is. King Nebuchadnezzar evidently is the first biblical werewolf. Get out of here.
Oh, actually, you know, I feel like I've heard of that.
Does that make Jesus the first zombie?
Well, we know Jesus is the first zombie, but first werewolf, King Nebuchadnezzar, that, I mean, that's great. I want to read into that.
All right, we'll read this. We'll play some music.
Sure. Listen to the Griffin Show. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us, boys and girls, kids of all ages.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie World with my base stuff. I know that it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble,
hold up.
Sit
hold
down,
hold up. Hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit
hold up.
Down,
sit down.
Be humble, sit down. Thinking that he frontin' on man. Get the off my stage, I'm the semen. Get the off my, hey, that ain't right. A play blowing up your whole life. I'm so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro with your pride. Show me something natural. I wanna feel some stretch marks. Still to take you down right on your mama couch and polo sock. Hey, this is way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from AC. Hey, Obama just page me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that great Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Hey, watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Hey, if I kill an it won't be the alcohol. Hey, I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
sit down.
Be humble,
hold up.
Tell them sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
sit down,
be humble,
holla, holla,
sit down,
holla,
be humble,
holla,
sit down,
holla, holla, holla.
Paying attention?
No.
I did it, I made it. I don't know, my neighborhood is gated. They say drink to your accomplishments, so every night I'm faded. Feel like every other day me and somebody new related. You my sister, cousin, brother from the other side.
The other side.
I don't know who told you that.
My mama.
Where she
ride. Wake up, get your kick up. Cut it out like it's cool. Take up all the streets with all these beats. Like body beats, I'm not discreet. This is how I feel on
selfish, you have no purpose. F***ing imposter, you gotta get it through your head. You won't never get no handout. F*** with your words, it be like throwing a band out.
Perfect.
My flow increase, my dough increase. You know I leave from all deceased. I am a f***ing beast. I'm from the east. I keep the peace. Don't need a piece, but I keep a piece. Gotta compete. That boy gon' eat. This is a feast. Once I release, I'm smoking trees. I bought my shit. I don't need no lease. So f*** you up like Master P. This shit right here, a masterpiece. I'm coming in hot like the police. Shooting my shot like the police. All on the block like the police. Man, who gon' stop the police?
From leaving bodies in the streets, man.
Fire.
Logic, Sites, Nuja Bass, MF Doom, RZA, and Kanye West as key inspirations behind his production style.
A fryer made of chicken wire. Getting sick and tired of a friggin' liar. Pelican with some very soft mangoes. A closet full of skeletons and terry cloth kangos. Flew the coop before you hit it, let me warn you. She did a cool hula hoop, but don't get any on you. It's all a big scam to make y'all eat pig ham. When he's on the mic, he's like the trigger man. Fig jam, doom. Not to be confused with nobody, especially since the flows he used were so nutty. Never too woozy to go study. Crews got no clues like old cruddy. Officer McGillicuddy, watch your six. He got a lot of more tricks, lyrics, bricks on sticks. Sure got raw nitics. It's a gift, don't get shot for kicks. With the same slick used to plot sick vics with. Spotted at a chick flick, holding hands. The other one on his swollen glands, a golden chance. Is why he kept them holes in his pants. Rolling in an old van is what he told his stolen fans. Is that true? True. Match from hat to shoe. Snafu, snatching a brew. Labatt's blue. Black Jew, like that's new. Patch me through. No latch attached. Scat shoe. Catch 22. Super. He's loaded dice nice and overpriced. The arm and the leg, all me life, all your ice. Villain, nag a grieving old hag. Snag a bragger, buys Mike Cord and leave him holding the bag. Come clean a bunch of dumb mean cream puffs. A keen drum machine buff who fiends for more green stuff. Instead of starving, there be problems by the goo gods. Alright, somebody's robbing Lou Dobbs them tonight. And he's on the next flight, moonbound. And makes it a point to stay away from the goon pound. Got some pears that's gone in the lost years. Tears and cheers, born in the cross ears.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
And now for something completely different.
We
I'm sorry. I thought I would hit it in time. I thought I was there. My mistake. So that right there was Coffee McCofferton and a whole lot of coughing going on with that song, Sir Coughs a Lot. Then the next version was, I'm sorry.
I hear he did a set at Coachella.
Oh, right on. Cool. Yeah. Are you all right over there, man?
I shut my mic off.
First there was Humble by Kendrick Lamar, followed by... Perfect by Logic, then following that was a little MF Doom with Crosshairs, and then that last song was Zed's Dead. No, that's the name of the group, but the name of the song was Sweet Memories. If you couldn't tell, it was, you know, a little I Can't Stand the Rain over some drum and bass.
Man, I haven't listened to Zed's Dead in years.
I haven't listened to him in a long time either. I heard that song, I was like, maybe this needs to go on. This needs to come on the show for today.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Zed's Dead, man. Zed's Dead.
Zed's Dead, baby.
Zed's Dead. Who is Zed? Like, so we were talking about that movie at work the other day. Some people have still not seen Pulp Fiction. And I was like, it's a good movie. It's not like you're not...
Yeah. I mean, I can understand not having seen it because it is definitely a very...
Old
and niche movie for right. the genre.
But if the individual was our age, I was like, come on, how have you not seen it? But I understand, yeah. If you don't like that genre, you're not going to watch it. If you don't like Quentin Tarantino, you're not going to watch it.
Very strict religious upbringing. They didn't realize they could get out and do things until they
were
old. I have no idea.
That's true, but it was just very shocking to hear that some people still hadn't seen it. I was like, it's a good movie, but I don't know how well it would hold up now. And I'm kind of wondering, like, Tarantino has a follower. Like, he has followings, but I don't know if he has, like... I don't know. That's a cult classic. People are going to love it for, you know, everything.
I feel like it still holds up.
Same. Simply because the reintroduction of John Travolta's movie career at that point, as weird as it was with the bullcrap that he came out with afterwards.
I was like, is that really something to brag about? I wouldn't say
anything. Yeah. Think about the movies he was in beforehand.
Mm-hmm. He was in a lot of lame movies before
and
that.
Then he came out with this. It's changed a lot of people's opinions of him because it went from a... corny musical blah 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 to this.
Yeah, he could do action.
Yeah, it opened up people doing something outside of their regular realm because no one expected John Travolta to be good in this.
No, but I'm just doing stuff like Michael and other things.
All after.
No way.
Yes, it was.
Look it up. I don't believe that.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. He wasn't going to do Face Off without doing this first.
Exactly.
Okay, but I don't think Michael was after Face Off, was it?
I'm looking it up right now.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Michael was before. Like, this is when he was doing all of his, like...
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah. No, I thought he did stuff like Michael then disappeared because people were like, yeah, we don't want that kind of cheese anymore, man. And then he came back with this because he hadn't done anything. But you're saying he was in hiding for a long time and then came back after Grease because Grease was terrible? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that was awful.
There's a bunch of things he did that were garbage. But he did movies, like, I wish is it in... It is in order. Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a huge Travolta fan.
I'm not either. But it's the thing that was so...
I'm not defending his career.
Well, I was simply pointing out that it's something that was larger that took place. Pulp Fiction. What's the movie we were thinking of that he was...
Michael,
okay. Nope, what? Right there, 1996. Yep. Pulp Fiction came out in 1994. I told you, man.
Well, either way, still doing garbage movies after he did Pulp Fiction, so I don't know.
Get Shorty was after Pulp Fiction?
That wasn't an awesome movie. I don't know what people are talking about.
Yeah.
Shorty was entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't remember White Man's Burden. Oh, I do remember that movie. That was not so good.
I was going to say, you don't have to remember it.
Broken Arrow, Phenomenon. That was a movie.
Phenomenon was great.
Yeah, Michael. I don't know what She's Lovely is. Face Off. I don't know what Mad City is.
Wait, Phenomenon's the one where he learns Portuguese in like a minute?
Yeah, because he had a brain tumor.
The brain tumor movie.
And he thought it was a space alien or something like that. He saw a bright light, and it's just really having an aneurysm.
It's called, you just had a blood clot explode in your brain, buddy.
Battlefield Earth.
Oh, terrible.
That was the worst movie.
Terrible.
Worst movie.
That was when he was really becoming a heavy Scientologist.
Hilarious. That's really funny. Swordfish was entertaining. But, that to me, I don't think was a very good role for him.
No. His role in Swordfish could have been anybody.
Right.
Absolutely true.
So,
Punisher. The Punisher.
I think still could have been replaced.
Yeah.
Anybody could have played that role better.
Well, he was the main bad guy. What was his... Yeah.
What was the main bad guy's name?
Wasn't
Howard Saint.
Yeah, great. But
It says it right here.
Job at it.
But it wasn't... Right.
However, that movie got butchered by the studio cut.
That movie was awesome. They did their own stunts in that movie. Yeah. I thought that movie was fantastic. The car jumping over the bridge was real.
Good.
I was
so good.
That's real. I was like, there's no way that is, I mean, and when that guy blew his nose all on the radio.
Right. Oh, man. Absolutely.
was it that loud?
A little bit.
Oh, Jesus. Everything is dripping out of my nose right now.
It was the best scene I've ever seen. I was like, that's real boogers.
Yeah.
Like, that's real boogers right there.
How'd you get them boogers in my chain?
Sorry for being unprofessional.
Yeah, that's all good.
Okay.
But yeah, no, quick pause on The Punisher, though. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the director's cut of the Thomas Jane Punisher.
I'm pretty sure that's the only version I have of it, because. Incredible. What would you not watch it for?
Right.
Continue. Why did you say that?
Because the ending?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. I mean, the whole plot line with him and his best friend that gets cut from the theatrical version, like.
Oh, right.
That makes the whole movie.
What's weird is I don't remember that being out of the movie.
Right.
So I'm just like, that's the version of the movie that I've seen. So that would be silly to...
Because the fact that they removed it from the movie because they're like, it slows down the action and people only want action in a Punisher movie. But it's like, no, you've ruined the movie.
Yeah. You took out the most important part. You took out keys of the conversation.
You took out the linchpin of the plot.
Yeah. And it just makes John Travolta's character weirder without it.
Right.
Because you're sitting here going, he's not this nemesis. He's not this... crazy! You're missing all the stuff.
No connection without that.
You're right, exactly.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that. I was just impressed with the movie for like the stunts and the cinematography. Just the low budget. I don't want to say
for a 2004 movie.
Yeah,
it was a good movie.
It was a Lionsgate B movie, and it was amazing.
Before the MCU. Like,
right,
that is a huge intro for a Marvel character. Before Marvel,
so disappointed they didn't follow up. With that movie, like the way they did with that short.
Oh, Dirty Laundry?
Dirty Laundry
was awesome. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. That was really good.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the Punisher movie with Tom Jane had a follow-up short on YouTube, I guess you can find it.
Yeah, because Tom Jane financed it himself.
Oh, man. Such a good short. Just a clip of a follow-up of that Punisher. Violent, but it is awesome.
It makes you wonder why they turned it down.
They toned it down?
But think about, what did he do? He didn't do anything in the MCU, did he?
Yeah.
He was Two-Face, which is still a good character, but he only had one role.
Yeah.
Right? What else has he done in a comic-related...
Oh, easy.
Please.
Serious?
I can't think of it.
Vegan Police in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Something that he's making money
off of. I was going to say, like that doesn't count. It counts, but it doesn't count.
That is...
It's not. I want something that's like a major role that someone's going to be like, ooh, you know what? I'm so glad this is a movie I'm watching with him in it.
From what I understand, he's tough to work with.
It's milk and eggs, B-word. Not when I'm drinking. Anyway, that's unfortunate if he's difficult to work with. One of his movies, Thank You for Smoking. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
That's an awesome movie. Yeah. Didn't he also have a show about
Hung?
Yep.
That was what it was called.
Hilarious.
Dude, I'm not trying to sound like a prick, but that is something that was crossing my mind after watching this show is what a male gigolo in Western Massachusetts would be able to get away with. And the answer is nothing.
Yeah.
There's no demographic for male gigolos in Western Massachusetts. None. Like who would you even try to approach? Who would you try to approach?
I don't know.
So think, well, I don't know.
Why Tinder for older people? I don't know.
And what is that called?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, is there one?
Maybe there should be one.
I was thinking, what's the one?
Called Life Alert. No,
it's called the greatest dating app ever. No, that's because it's for the greatest generation. So
whoa, that's really funny. Yeah. So I was trying to think of something that's terrible. I'll come up with something, but like.
All I can say is, I have vulgar things coming to my mind right now that I cannot say on the air. They're just not all friendly. And then,
no, everything I come up with is just like, nah, we'll get a fine.
Yeah, right. And I appreciate you. Thank you. Listen, do you want to jump in here? Because we've got 12 minutes. Listen to Griffin Show, 107.9 WMCB.
Hola, soy Celia Cruz.
Hola.
Carnaval. Azúcar.
Guantanamera. We out here in Miami, just shining.
Guajira, Guantanamera.
Worldwide.
Guantanamera. Guajira,
This is now. Welcome to the carnival. The arrival.
Come on.
Spanish Harlem.
Oh, hey, oh.
Boogie down Bronx.
Oh, hey, oh.
Manhattan.
Oh, hey, oh.
Back to Staten.
Oh, hey, oh. Guantanamera.
Hey, yo, I'm standing at the bar with a Cuban cigar. I think she's eyeing me from far.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Yo, I wrote this in Haiti, overlooking Cuba. I asked her what's her name, she said Guantanamera. Remind me of an old Latin song my uncle used to play on his old 45 when he used to be alive. She went from a young girl to a grown woman like a virgin. So she's sex with no average mind. Move like a caterpillar, fly like a butterfly, let your soul fill a glob. Black woman, better yet, space invader. If your name was Charlie, we'd be playing Street Fighter. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss, a dime if you tell me that you love me. Hey yo, I'm standing at the bar with a Cuban cigar. Yeah, I think she's eyeing me from far. Can I buy you a drink?
Soy una mujer sincera. De donde quieres ser la palma.
You kill it.
Y antes de morir, yo quiero cantar mis versos del alma.
Te quiero, mamá. Te quiero, te quiero.
Guantanamera.
Hey, yo, I'm standing at the bar with a Cuban cigar. She's eyeing me from far.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Yeah, she was the rose of Spanish Harlem. Mama Cita, beg your pardon. Made stakes at a faster rate than she fornicates. Good traits of genius. That's a black Venus. Crab niggas angry cause they can't get between us. To those selections, smooth complexion, the lexicon of Lexington. Parents came from Cuba, part Mexican, pure sweet. Dons fell to a feet. She like Movado and shook her hips like Delgado and broke niggas down from the ground to Apollo and then some. She took her accent into dim sum and waited patiently while the businessmen come. Born late on purpose, got even politician service and made plans to infiltrate the street secret service. This gentle flower, fertility was a power. Sweet persona, Venus flytrap prima donna. Que será, she turned De Niro to De Niro.
Hey, yo, I'm standing at the bar with a Cuban cigar.
Guantanamera.
I think she's eyeing me from far.
Guantanamera. Guarida, Guantanamera.
A boy like that. Get ya, brother. Kill him. Get ya, brother.
Miami. To the NYC. To New York.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Pay attention.
Bam, bam, bam.
It's a short, short, very short segment right there.
Short shorts.
Yes.
Who likes them?
You mean it's who wears them, right? It's not who likes them.
Oh, because I like them.
Guantanamera by Wyclef Jean, and then Dirty Harry by The Gorillaz. Very short, again. Some classic ones we had to play.
It really isn't who likes them? Who wears them?
It's who wears them? Yeah. I think you're probably thinking like when Quagmire did like who likes them? That's exactly giggity or something. Oh, stop.
Dude. Oh, it's so funny because what happened to me at work today was we all my coworker and I immediately both went, "Hey, have you ever seen that Family Guy skit where Jesus does his miracles?" And we both started singing the music at the same time.
Oh, it's just the finger trick.
It's just you know, like we had that music in our head all day today. So yes, Family Guy has made quite the rounds for me today.
Look at me.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, that's probably is where I got that was.
That's pretty funny.
Who likes Look what I can do. Who likes him? I do.
That's hilarious.
But no, anyway, so did you say who this was? Yeah, because it was a short round.
Short round. We got 2 minutes,
jeepers,
man.
Jeepers. 2 minutes.
I would like to say thanks to Boston for coming in.
Oh, yeah. Boston.
Yeah, thanks
Boston
for having me, guys.
From League Nation Live. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Tell us when your show is on.
Yeah,
tell
so our show was Monday nights at 8 o'clock. Shout out League Nation. Shout out MWK to Goat. Shout out Jean-Luc Monroe. Shout out the rest of the league. T-Gems, Vajon Love, Mo Bands, Flyboy Rich, Brody Bars.
Gentlemen.
Where do we hear you?
YouTube. So, yeah, you can find us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, all under League Nation Live. You can also find us. We also host the Bars Breakdown Versus League. So that's also hosted by MWK, the GOAT. So that's going to be tonight, 8 o'clock. So that's in that's 1 minute.
1 minute, yeah. So let's wrap this up. Yeah. I will say thank you to the new listeners. We've had a bunch of new listeners, a bunch of new followers. Robin really and the folks over at Basque, thank you.
Don't forget, you can catch us live every Wednesday, and it repeats again on Saturdays and Tuesdays from 8 to 10.
So those are the times we got. Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Saturdays. Boston shows on Monday.
You're looking for stuff to do on the weekends. I mean, on the weeknights. You got stuff to do.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. It's the Listen Griffin Show, folks. Talk to you soon.